Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called upon the troops to respect human rights as they liberate the rest of the city and its residents from what he called the oppression and terrorism of the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis preferred to keep operational details quiet.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Iraqi Federal Police and Interior Ministry troops reportedly captured some outlying villages and are advancing northward to the part of the Mosul, town of Mosul, west of the Tigris River. Eastern side has already been captured. That happened last month. UN warns hundreds of thousands of people in western Mosul are at risk as the fighting escalates. Pope Francis has appealed for an end to the violence plaguing the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Continuano purtroppo a giungere notizie di scontri violenti e brutali.
The Pope said he continues to receive reports of violence and brutal clashes in central Kasai province and the DRC. Meantime, the U.S. says it's deeply concerned about a video purporting to show soldiers killing up to 100 unarmed civilians believed to have taken place in the village of Mwaza Lomba in fighting between the government and the Kamwina Nsapu militia. This is VOA News.